Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, dobro jutro. Bonjour. You've tuned in to and you're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live, but after the show at noon, I'm on from 11:30 to noon Central Time. Give it about 20 minutes and it will be archived. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on July 13th. Growth. How is your life growing? Did you know that your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows? Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? We get exactly what we plant in our mind. Just like the creative garden, you will get exactly what you have planted. What are you thinking right now? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And we get exactly what we plant. You see, the soil doesn't take it upon itself to say, oh, wait a minute, I think Kathy really wanted kumquats. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Look at your life today. I want you to get it, and I want you to understand that you are the creator of your life. So how can you possibly grow if you're judging, blaming, and not living in the now? Darlings, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best, how was your creative garden? What are your thoughts today? What are you planting right now? You want to change your life? You have to change your thinking, and that's for growth. And I want all of you to not be afraid to be the most brilliant you can be right now. Right now. You see, there's only one of you. And you will never, ever happen again. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. How does your garden grow? Miguel Ruiz writes in his book, The Four Agreements, the human mind is like a fertile ground where seeds are continually being planted. Now, just be with me for a moment. Close your eyes and sit in the sound of silence. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. You can't blame anyone. Where you are today, personally, in your love relationships, your career, you created it. You cannot blame anyone. Choices come back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. So now you realize why I love choosing, giving a voice to my passion. It's for my growth. I know everyone thinks, oh, well, you're a radio talk show host and producer. You're doing this to help everyone else. The reality is, yes, but I keep learning. And I've been getting aha you got a little lazy in one of the areas. So that's why I'm going to encourage you to give a voice to your passion, like I'm doing this. This helps me grow, and it keeps my mind alert. Every day, in every way, my memory, my mind, my brain are getting better and better. Give a voice to your passion. Be the star of your very own half-hour internet radio show. The world is waiting for you. Timing is everything. And the time is now. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be a professional. What people have to understand is your mission and passion. You see, my mission and passion in life is to change the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. Who said that at the age of 50 plus, you're in God's waiting room? Haven't you heard that expression? My dear, I am so excited about sharing my passion with all of you, because Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind, and if you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And Raymond Charles Parker said, the danger of middle age and aging is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. And I want to ask you, what has age got to do with it? It's a burning desire. It's a journey. And every journey starts with a dream. Do you have a dream? Do you have a dream of giving a voice to your passion? You see, there are two kinds of dreams. One is, it's just going to be a dream. Ah, I'm going to think about it. Oh, it's great. I'm going to love it. Ah, but maybe later. And then there's the dream that's more than a dream. It's like a map you follow, you live by and follow for the rest of your days, knowing that someday you're going to stand on top of the mountain holding everything you thought and dreamed of right there in your hand, giving a voice to your passion. Now the abyss, the deep expanse of the unknown. You have two choices, just dream on and on. You have the choice to change and take a quantum leap in believing in you. It seems that when you make the decision to change, everything around you is crumbling. You see, actually that's good, because it's just a phase. The secret is, you need to push through, hold on, writing this out. Otherwise, you're back to choice number one, going nowhere. Be with me here, darlings. None of us could live a choiceless life. Every day, every moment, every second, there is choice. Choose wisely. Is your choice one or two? One, just dream on and on, and two, you can make a change, take a quantum leap in believing in you. Most of you have inferiority complexes, I know that. We teach people how to treat us. And who is your reference group? Who are you associating with? Your dreams can only manifest when you grasp your dream and embrace your passion with feelings. Oh, are you going to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. The world is waiting for you. Don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Internet radio is a very powerful advertising and marketing tool. It's exploding. And the best is that you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline phone. Now, this show is live. I told you that earlier. And then, about 20 minutes after the show, it will be archived. Now, if you're interested in being the star of your very own show, you have to email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, C-A-T-H-I, studio, and I become your outside advocate. And we go into a rehearsal. And remember, no commercials. You are the star. Any response that you get, the percentages of responses that you get, is determined by your ability to passionately share with the world your passion. Now, once your show is archived, I email you the link, and you email the link to your email database, invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and in minutes, your show will circle the world. You see, you have to email me because I work with you on content. I then become your outside advocate. And no, darlings, there are no loose cannons. We go through a rehearsal. I choreograph the show for you, and I host it. Yes, there is a one-time modest fee, but you could call me. It's affordable. Email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then let me plant this seed. Do you want to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? You could do that by submitting a 30 or a 60-second commercial, and I help you write it. It's about you. And there is a 13-week commitment. And then I become your outside advocate. I don't stop with just the show. I do a vast email introducing you as a new partner in the consortium of Live with Kathy. What an exciting, exciting journey. Can't you just feel the energy? The brotherhood and sisterhood, Ironworkers Impact, Titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International and Canada. Did you know that iron workers are the Dom Perignon of the trade? My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, solidarity, and sisterhood. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. And I have the CD out, Ballet on the Beam. What a noble profession. And I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. It's available, small fee, plus shipping and handling. And you could get one by emailing kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant Iron Age Wire Art Sculpture and Leatherworks. All original, unique, one-of-a-kind designs. Created by your wishes. So if you want to learn more about Iron Age and the Beau Vivant, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. Ah, they're the makers of the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. Log on lifeextension.com, click on magazines, and go to 2005 and read my profile. I know you've heard me say this time and time again that Bill Falloon and I have lasted longer than most marriages. We've been together for over 40 years. Oh, where did the time go? Did you know that looks do matter? Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger release toxins into the body. And darlings, they're all leading factors in premature aging and, in some cases, death. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. All natural methods and techniques, decades in development and research. And once you've learned them, they're yours for life, all natural. It's an e-book and a hard copy. Can only be purchased through emailing KathyStudio at sbcglobal.net. It shall be my pleasure to help you understand and to embrace a call to action, the new aging paradigm. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many. It doesn't have to be that way. You need to know the process, the research, and development. You see, the new aging paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic 60, 80-year-old is now the new face of the 40, 50-year-old. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Yeah, I know there some of you are saying, oh, looks don't really matter. Oh, really? Take a look in the mirror. Are you 50 and feeble or 50 and fabulous? Because really feeling good about yourself and looking good affects your health. And all the formula is in the book. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have found the secrets to the fountain of youth, and my formula works. I am a simply ageless octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. Let me introduce you to Edith Nam, an author extraordinaire. And she and I are on the same page. Paige, you aren't what you think you are what you think. What is the quality of your thinking? TNT, toxic negative thinking? You will get exactly what you plant in your mind. Remember, it's a creative garden. You will get exactly what it is that you plant. Get her book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. I don't know what age you are, but at age 25, I had my own home-based businesses. That's by Kathy. And it was C-A-T-H-Y. I went to a lawyer, and he charged me $2 to change it to I. Now, do you want to be the CEO of your very own business without investing huge capital? Do you want to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and have the opportunity to challenge yourself, encouraging you to believe in you? Hey, think about it. I love planting the seed. Imagine the CEO of your very own company. I have the formula. So email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Oh, hey, sidebar. It just occurred to me, darlings, that today is Friday the 13th. How superstitious are you? Come on, call in 347-637-3789. How superstitious are you? You know, it didn't really occur to me until I went online, and of course, you know, they send you all this information. Are you superstitious? Do you think you'll get bad luck if you see a black cat walking under a ladder? Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Hey, you're responsible for your thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and deeds. What are you sowing? How does your garden grow? You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. We only have this one life to live. There are no dress rehearsals. It bears repeating. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. So I'm going to ask you again, how is your life going? Do you limit yourself? Now, this is all about your growth. Do you limit yourself by living your life according to the dictates of others? There's no growth there. Every time you want to do something different, do you need approval of others, what they think? If you do, you're limiting yourself. You're limiting your growth. The mind is like the soil. It will respond to whatever is planted. Did you hear me? Once you plant a thought, it's out there. The universal mind doesn't say, oh, oops, Kathy, Miguel, or Kathleen, oh, they didn't mean that, what they really mean. No. Your life responds to your outlook right now. What are you thinking? Is today the day that you're really going to say enough? Who are you? If today is the day, that is the day you set yourself free to bring all of your dreams, gifts to the forefront, that is magnificent. So I'm asking, darling, who are you? What are you? And where are you going? How can you possibly have an abundant life if you're living in the past? Go back, take what you need out of it, and then let it go. And look forward to the future with happiness and joy. And remember, every choice you make comes back to either embrace you or bite you in the butt. There's a proverb that says, turn your face to the sun and the shadows fall behind you. There cannot be growth if a cloud temporarily blocks the light of the sun in your mind's eye. You're thinking, when you failed with an unsettling situation, can you see the light? The sun shining, or does your thinking lead to through thoughts of fear? How could you possibly grow? If you're looking backward, how can you go forward if you are looking backward? Can you see beyond dark appearances of each and limitations? Appearances of lack and limitations. Can you extinguish and false beliefs and let the sun shine through? False beliefs enter our unconscious and become implanted there, often without our noticing. How do you want to grow? Do you want to grow? You have to let go of the past. You have to choose to redirect your thinking toward the ideal, toward the beautiful and abundant life. be with me now. Sound of silence. Imagine the sun as a symbol of infinite love, ever streaming down upon you. You cannot grow if you're not living in the now. There's no growth if you aren't aware and conscious of the thoughts that you're thinking. We live in mind, and it can only return to us what we are thinking. You see, the mind, like the soil, will respond to whatever is planted. If we want tomatoes in our garden, we get tomatoes. The soil doesn't take it upon itself to say, oh, I think Kathy wanted kumquats. We get exactly what we plant. Are you living in the now? Living in the now, looking forward, the now moment opens the door to a timeless way of life. You only have this one life. There are no dress rehearsals. This is it. To live a simple life, oh, I love the sound of silence. One of the greatest gifts that you can give to yourself is to forgive. You see, when you forgive, when you've made this choice to grow and embrace forgiveness, when you forgive all, you are liberated. I love living a simple life. The Europeans think we Americans are crazy. We're constantly comparing and competing. Sit quietly. Sit in the sigh. Sit in the sound of silence in a tranquil setting. How do you do that? You may want to slow down the pace of your daily activities, clear away clutter, and get rid of stuff you don't need. Doing these kinds of actions may make your life seem simpler, but there is another way to experience peace, tranquility, and freedom. Commit to it on an ongoing practice of living in growth. And one of it is aspect the human mind is like a fertile ground where seeds are constantly being planted. These seeds are opinions, ideas, and concepts. You plant a seed, oh, honey, and it is going to grow magnificently. Depends on the quality of that seed. And when you're really on the path of forgiveness, forgiving yourself and everyone else daily, we release ourselves from the burden of resentment and annoyance. I have to ask you, how does your garden grow? Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Thoughts, words, deeds, actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? It bears repeating. The human mind is like a fertile ground where seeds are continually being planted. The seeds are opinions, ideas, and concepts. You plant a seed, honey, a thought, and it grows. The word is like a seed, and the human mind is so fertile. The only problem is that too often it is fertile for the seeds of fear. What are you afraid of? Every human mind is fertile, but only for those kinds of seeds it is prepared for. What is important is to see which kind of seeds our mind is fertile for, and to prepare to receive the seeds of love. Until we meet again, remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir.